This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We had the Case-Shiller Index come out earlier this week. It showed home prices are up, generally speaking, and pretty handily up, too. That's happening in part because Wall Street investors, speculators is another way to say that, have been buying up foreclosed homes by the thousands. And now, get this, they're trying to get regular investors involved. A company called Colony American Homes that's been turning vacant homes into rental properties is going to go public on the stock market. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has more now on the second act of the American housing crash.
You could call it the buy low, rent high philosophy. Companies have been snapping up single-family homes at low prices and renting them out for a healthy profit, says Keith Gumbinger of mortgage information website HSH.com.
It's almost like buying an investment at a discount. So investors have been enjoying themselves with rental real estate over the last couple of years now.
Colony American Homes has scooped up more than 8,000 single-family homes and is renting them out. Private equity giant Blackstone Group bought more than 24,000 homes. Two other companies in the buy and rent market went public last year. Glenn Kelman is the CEO of Redfin, a real estate website.
And the tragedy of it is that right as home prices have become really affordable, credit has not been accessible. And the lending environment has really driven more people into the rental market.
The housing crisis has sent home ownership to an 18-year low. Meanwhile, rents have been rising around 5% a year.
I think it's a great business. I don't know how sustainable it is.
Kelman says that's because investors are having to fight each other to buy homes now.
I think that it's going to be very competitive getting the inventory to rent out, and that's going to be the gate on their growth.
Still, these companies are changing the market, says Susan Wachter, a professor of real estate and finance at Wharton.
They will, in fact, create a new market for single-family rental that is a professional, institutionally-backed market. That's new, and I expect it to persist.
Renters now occupy more than a third of all single-family homes in the U.S. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.